This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is our militant grammarian, Catherine Schultz. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. You know, it's close to Memorial Day.
Yes.
A day we remember the people who died serving our country. Mm-hmm. Some might think that it's odd to celebrate death, but in Mexico, El Día de los Muertos honors the dead with a much more lively festival than our Memorial Day.
It does. And it's, you know, about remembering people who are here and what you loved about them.
Right, exactly. Thinking about death led me to another mental floss entry in one, you know, one of my favorite websites.
It used to be a physical magazine. Now it's a website.
A map of words called The Most Characteristic Words for Dying in 2015 Obituaries by State.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Now, the map maker used a similar methodology to the most distinctive causes of death.
Mm-hmm.
He calculated the difference between regional and national prevalence of each term, and then the highest value gave the phrase that's the most characteristic to that state. So this is not the most used.
Gotcha.
The most distinctive word for dying in Arkansas is went to be with his or her or the Lord.
Mm, you see that in obits, yes.
And that distinction is shared by Illinois.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Kyle, what do you think the most commonly used words in obituaries were for death?
Passed away?
Mm-hmm. That was used in 32.5% of all obituaries and topped the national list. In every single state, it was either passed away or died that was used most often. You know, I always use died. I don't use
think most. I think most newsrooms do.
I mean, because and that's probably where, yeah.
It's just the word to use because you start, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, it reminded me of one of my favorite worst headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Former football star passes. Which,
right.
You know, on top of an obituary is really not, you don't really want people chuckling. Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right. So I wanted to examine some of the more unusual euphemisms for dead, death, or dying, and I found a list at verywell.com.
And I think probably a lot of us use euphemisms because it's kind of an uncomfortable subject sometimes
sure.
to talk about. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. None of these would or should be used in an obituary, but we use some of them in everyday speech. Some I can't believe anyone uses.
Okay.
I've heard kick the bucket.
Yes.
But here's one I hadn't heard, kicked the oxygen habit.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes.
So that means.
Well, you're not breathing anymore.
That's right.
Right.
You're not using oxygen
right.
anymore. Imagine, like, Hotel California, a place where you can never leave. Here are a couple of lodging terms.
Mm-hmm.
Checked into the horizontal Hilton.
I've heard that.
You have?
Yeah.
Never heard it.
No.
Checked into the Motel Deep Six.
I haven't heard that, but.
Now, why Deep Six?
Well, because 6 feet under, right? Mm-hmm. The tradition is that you're buried 6 feet underground.
Right. I guess the next one might even be used in an obituary in an obituary written by a creative relative. He climbed the stairway to heaven.
You know, I've often wondered, stairway to heaven, I guess, existed as a phrase before Led Zeppelin?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a meme I saw recently online. It said, the fact that there's a highway to hell and only a stairway to heaven says a lot about anticipated traffic figures.
Yeah. Well, you know, and sometimes people, when they're talking about a pet that dies,
mm-hmm.
they'll talk about crossing the rainbow bridge.
Never heard that.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Well, lots of euphemisms refer to the practice of burying the dead, calling the death a dirt nap.
Yes.
Saying the deceased was feeding the worms
mm-hmm.
or that he was pushing up daisies.
All of those, I bet, have at least, if not an origin in noir and
mm-hmm.
pulp fiction,
mm-hmm.
they were popularized through those, you know.
Right.
Because can't you hear Sam Spade or
sure.
someone he dealt
yeah.
with?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dick Tracy or someone like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Took a dirt nap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, The Big Sleep. Which
yeah,
is a Bogart movie.
That's another
yeah.
one, sure, yeah. Sometimes people are buried at sea,
mm-hmm.
but the term sleeps with the fishes creates a more specific image.
Well, I associate that with the mob.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Well,
Luco
Brasi sleeps
yeah,
with the fishes
yeah,
when they
exactly.
sent the fish.
Exactly.
Yes.
But for drowned sailors and shipwrecks, when the remains are consigned to the bottom of the sea, they're sent to Davy Jones' locker.
Which, when I was a kid, was so confusing because I was aware of the monkeys. And it's like, why is the shortest member of this singing group associated with death. It took me years to separate those.
Finally, I have a few that would be considered more modern. Mm-hmm. A deceased friend could be fragged. It's a disturbing term meaning to deliberately kill a fellow soldier, but the term has become popular with video gamers.
Oh.
Young men, usually, who spend time virtually killing people on digital battlefields.
So
they say that he was fragged.
So one of your teammates on a different headset took you out of the game on purpose or something?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
suppose.
All right.
Not my scene.
Yeah.
Then there's the somewhat modern use and overuse of the word challenged.
Challenged.
Paired with a hyphenated adjective resulting in immortality challenged.
I've not heard this.
I hadn't either.
Okay.
And the one that might just catch on locally, not going to shop at Walmart anymore.
That's actually one that someone has used? All right. I got it. All right. Well, that's the end of this. Catherine Sherrills is our militant grammarian.